Where are you on Christian McCaffrey?
I like the talent that Christian McCaffrey brings to the table. I think he's a very good player. I think he's a talented young man, very dynamic player, probably one of the type of player that the NFL hasn't really seen in the past couple of years and stuff like that. The problem is getting him involved in the offense. I worry about David Shula scheming it up the correct way for McCaffrey. Then not to mention the fact Cam Newton is not a check down quarterback. He's not a guy that's going to step back, do a five-step drop, and throw a seven-yard pass to the running back out the backfield. That's not Cam Newton's game. So I'm trying to figure out where McCaffrey is going to get this work to make him as fantasy relevant to be a fourth-round draft pick, and that's what scares me about McCaffrey. Not the kid, not the talent. David Shula and the kind of the way their offense is set up in Carolina, I don't think it fits his skill set. So that's why I'm kind of worried about it. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think they're making a conscious effort to change this offense.
Yeah.
By drafting him and then taking on Samuel as well.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see a new-look offense with those two players. Greg Olsen will always be a main part of that offense.
See, but what I worry about is a team and a system for the first year. So you're putting Cam in a new system, and like, and can he work the kinks out in the first year of it to bring fantasy value to those players on that offense?
Honestly, I'm going to bet that he can. Okay. I'm a little shy on Cam, you know, coming off the shoulder surgery.
I don't like him.
And stuff, so he's not a guy that I'm really targeting. But I think this could work good for him, especially, like I said, just coming off shoulder surgery. If it's more of a short passing game and you have these talents, I mean, like, if you look at McCaffrey in college, he was one of the leaders in missed tackles as a receiver. That was one of the stats that was up this weekend on Twitter. So he's a guy that, you know, the talent's there, and he doesn't have to just be a running back. In PPR, I thought about taking him in the third round.
Yeah,
him or Joe Mixon in the current draft champions I'm doing, but I wanted to see how the team would look with Aaron Rodgers.
But
from that point,
it's
on.
Like that system is he's like in the spread offense. And, like, Carolina offense is, like, exactly opposite of the spread. You feel what I mean?
No, I get you, but I think they're going to have to make some changes to it.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
saying.
I think they know that,
too. Can Shula scheme it up? It's like, I don't know if I want to put my fantasy team in the hands of David Shula.
The thing about him is, though, he's so dynamic. He's so dynamic both as a runner and as a receiver. They got to find a way to get the ball in his hands because he's the most dynamic playmaker on the offense, maybe outside of the quarterback himself. Now, the one thing that scared me about McCaffrey is when I'm researching these guys around draft time, I always like look at pro comparison. Like, who are some of the top scouts comparing him to? And I forgot exactly where I saw this, and it scared the crap out of me. Pro comparison, Reggie Bush. And I remember when Reggie Bush came out, and there was this fantasy buzz about him, how he could do the same things. Like, I heard all of this, and Reggie Bush was just a bust because he wasn't effective as a pro runner. He was a receiver, but then I looked at what Mike Mayock said, and Mike Mayock says, this guy reminds me of LeSean McCoy, and when I saw Mayock compared him to McCoy, that made me feel better because he said he's got the patience and the vision of McCoy. But, like, you know, I as much as I like the talent, it's like, Taking a shot on a rookie back to me is like, and especially because he's not going to be a goal line guy. It's like, as much as I love the talent and I think he's an electric cutback runner.
How do you know you're not going to be a goal line guy?
Well,
he's not built for that. He's just,
see, I think he can run Jonathan between the tackles Stewart, though.
Yeah.
And then they do got Jay Stoops. I don't know.
I'm not
saying he's never
going to
score a touchdown from within the 5-yard line, but like, this is not a guy who's getting consistent goal line work.
Okay, well, in the fourth round, I mean, that's if McCaffrey falls to the fourth round. Currently, he's falling to the middle of the fourth round in the draft I'm in.
Now, mind you, he was in three a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, no, he's probably going to go in three in most cases, maybe end of the third or whatever, but he's gone as early as the beginning of the third. But my question to you would be, okay, in the fourth round, realistically, you're going to look at a Marshawn Lynch, an Isaiah Crowell, and if Christian McCaffrey's there.
Those are the players.
I'm going to take McCaffrey.
They just went off the board like in succession. I'm taking Isaiah
Crowell. Well, I'm not saying I don't have like any reservations about him, because at that point, you're probably going to have reservations about everybody in the fourth round. You're not going to find that perfect player, but you know, maybe it comes down to the difference between McCaffrey and Fournette there is that I feel like Fournette's like a real workhorse, is going to get more goal line work.
Yeah, I got two picks to go. I have two guys at the top of my queue that I really want, one of the two. We'll see if that happens.
We will.
Greg, where you stand on McCaffrey?
You know, as I said,
I'm the colder guy on McCaffrey. I think this is an offense that isn't exactly explosive by any means. I think that Greg Olsen's not going anywhere, as Matt points out. I think Christian McCaffrey brings something to this offense that it hasn't had, which is a passing down back for
sure. I don't think they've ever had an electrifying player like this during the whole Cam Newton era.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Scotty, but I'm interested to see how integrated gets. Now, again, this is not a team that's been afraid to use rookies. We saw Kelvin Benjamin have a fantastic rookie year.
Yeah, but he was like that type of big, slow, plodding, jump up.
Yes, he was. I'm giving you both sides of the coin. I'm just worried. Like, I think there's going to be a bunch of games where Christian McCaffrey will have a ton of catches and a bunch of yards. I'm worried about the touchdowns. I don't think he'll get a lot of touchdowns, given Cam Newton, given Jonathan Stewart. These guys are there. And I'm worried about the touchdowns for Christian McCaffrey. And I'm worried that, you know, there's certain games that if they're playing the game control offense, it's not going to be Christian McCaffrey in there. It's going to be Jonathan Stewart in there. I know everybody hates Jonathan Stewart. I'm just a little worried on Christian McCaffrey.